places. I just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, federal judge Eileen Cannon denying a motion by Donald Trump's attorneys to dismiss the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. It follows a hearing today with Trump's attorneys and special counsel Jack Smith. ABC's Catherine Falders with more.
This was a hearing on two motions to dismiss brought by the Trump team, one claiming that the charges were unconstitutionally vague, the other based on the Presidential Records Act. She wasn't really buying these arguments, especially as it related to the Trump team's arguments over the Presidential Records Act.
The second motion still undecided. The first aid ship packed with food expected to arrive in the coming hours at the newly built floating pier off the coast of Gaza. U.S. troops, along with humanitarian groups, will help offload pallets. Wholesale inflation ticking up from January to February. The producer price index rose 0.6%. Another sign inflation is not cooling fast enough for the Fed to lower interest rates just yet. This is ABC News. It may be more difficult for California students to enjoy certain foods like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Doritos at school.
Many processed foods contain additives, including dyes like Red 40 and Yellow 6. Now, some lawmakers here in California want to ban those foods from being served or sold at public schools, citing health risks like cancer, hyperactivity, and immune system problems. The bill introduced by Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel.
The goal here is to encourage companies to make minor modifications to products sold in California.
Public schools here in California serve almost 3 million free lunches every day. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
March 14th, or 314, is a day that math enthusiasts call Pi Day. 314 represents the first three digits of an infinite number, and people who celebrate mark the day with a slice of pie or a pizza pie. That day founded in 1988 by physicist Larry Shaw, who started celebrations in San Francisco at the Exploratorium. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Patchy light rain or drizzle possible early tonight, mainly south, low 30. Sunny to partly cloudy and fairly mild tomorrow, high 54. And partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with a low of 36. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy and our current temperature is 48 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Rain today is expected to provide some relief to drought-stricken areas of southwestern Wisconsin, which makes up part of the worst drought areas in the state. About 72% of Wisconsin is in drought. The rain also knocked down the wildfire danger in southern Wisconsin, which was near critical the past 2 days. In La Crosse and areas north, which aren't expected to see as much rain, fire conditions remain elevated today. There's concern about confirmed cases of the measles not far from the Wisconsin border. As of Wednesday, as many as 10 measles cases have been identified at a Chicago migrant shelter. Health experts in Wisconsin warn of the highly contagious nature of the disease. They add that the best way to prevent infection from the measles is by staying up to date with vaccinations. In the year 2000, the Centers for Disease Control said measles were considered eliminated in the U.S. due in large part to vaccines. However, there have been a decline in overall vaccinations nationwide. As of last week, 17 states have reported confirmed measles cases, but Wisconsin is not one of them. A $200 million hospital construction project is moving along faster than expected in La Crosse. Mayo Clinic's new hospital will be ready for staff in just a few months and for patients in the fall. The project's manager said the mild winter has moved up the timeline for things like landscaping and parking. Construction on the new hospital began in 2022. The old hospital, which is over 100 years old, will be knocked down and the space will be turned into a clinic, according to Mayo. It was announced yesterday that over 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores will be closing, including 600 in the next few months. The company has been struggling in recent years due to inflation and an inability to properly manage stores. One of those locations is in Fenimore, where the lease for Family Dollar will not be renewed after the end of the month. The last day for that store to be open is a week from tomorrow. The closest remaining Family Dollar to Fenimore is a few miles north in Boscobel, where a combination Family Dollar Dollar Tree store opened late last year. Richland Center is home to both a Dollar Tree and a Family Dollar. Dollar Tree even built a new building just a couple of years ago in Richland Center. It's unclear how many stores will close in Wisconsin. A list of the closures was not provided by the company. President Biden is in Michigan today after announcing $36 million for safer streets in Milwaukee yesterday.
My predecessor's ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
The money from the bipartisan infrastructure law is going to a neighborhood that was largely torn down in the 60s for Interstates 94 and 43. He also says inflation is coming down.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. President Biden's visit to Milwaukee yesterday shows the campaigns consider Wisconsin still up for the grabs 8 months before the election. Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin tells the Cap Times it shows how close the last election was in Wisconsin and what Wisconsin means for the Electoral College count. The Biden administration has visited Wisconsin 7 times so far this year. Gone are the days when one could confidently say, seeing is believing. New artificial intelligence technology is becoming more sophisticated and more accessible, making it possible for just about anyone to create realistic-looking images and videos. Unfortunately, this also means scammers can now use AI images and videos to lend credibility to their tricks. AI videos and images can make a phony celebrity endorsement look real or convince family members of a fake emergency. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau offers some tips for recognizing AI-generated information. In a text, if you're reading something and are wondering whether it was written by a human or generated by AI, consider these tips. Look for typos. Normally, typos are red flags for scams. But if you're typing to decipher between human-written or AI-generated content, the MIT Technology Review mentions that typos are a great indicator that a human wrote the content. Watch for incorrect or outdated information. Many AI bots are trained on limited data sets and therefore may write without outdated information. Look for repetitive words and phrases. When discussing a single topic, AI may use the same keywords and phrases that it learned during training repeatedly. This can make the writing sound unnatural. Pay attention to the tone of voice. AI writing may have a more robotic and emotionless tone, whereas humans may write more informally and casually with slang. When in doubt, seek out another source. If you're not confident that what you're reading is coming from a credible source, seek out the information from another source. When it comes to recognizing AI-generated images, look for red flags. Generative AI capabilities are advancing at an incredible rate, becoming very hard to spot fakes. The most reliable cause for suspicion may be the context in which you see a potentially faked image or hear a voice. Ask yourself these kinds of questions. Is the image or voice being used with pressure to take an urgent action? Is the context political, and does it seem like someone is trying to make you feel angry or emotional? If the image or voice is one of a friend or loved one, don't respond to any request that come with it before you contact that person offline to see if it's a genuine message. Find a high-resolution image and zoom in. If you see a surprising photo of a politician or celebrity, look closer before you believe what's in the picture. Search the image in the highest possible resolution and then zoom in. You'll likely find a few giveaways if you're looking at an AI-generated image. AI images often have textured backgrounds or an airbrushed look that real photos don't share. You might also notice strange-looking backgrounds or sharp images with random blurry spots. In AI-generated videos, look out for strange shadows, blurs, or light flickers. In some AI-generated videos, shadows or light may appear to flicker only on the face of the person speaking, or possibly only in the background. Unnatural body language is another AI giveaway. As with photos, AI can have a hard time replicating actual humans. If the body language feels off, it's time to question the video you're watching. Synthetic audio might sound a little strange, too. Choppy sentences, confusing inflection, or background sounds that don't match the speaker's location are all dead giveaways. To verify if a photo or video is authentic, check the source. This can be hard to do when a video or photo goes viral on social media, but it's essential if you want to know if you're looking at a fake. Try to trace the photo back to the original post to see who shared the image or video and why they shared it. If it shows shocking political events or messages, ask yourself if the news is on social media or mainstream media. If you're having trouble figuring out where an image came from, try a reverse image search. This can bring up all the websites where the image has been shared, which can help you understand the context of the image and its origins. Be prepared for change. AI technology will continue to evolve and improve so that these tips will change too. The best thing you can do is to be aware that fake videos and images exist and always fact-check what you see before you believe it. Learn about the influences teenagers face in today's world. Partners for Prevention of Richland County and Youth for Change Richland Center High School will present Screenagers Under the Influence, addressing vaping, drugs, and alcohol in the digital age. The film delves into the impact of the tech revolution on adolescents and how it influences substance use. It will be shown tonight at 6:30 at the Center Cinema. If you are unable to attend tonight's showing, a second showing will be held Saturday afternoon at 3. Dr. Andy Wright from the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be available at Saturday's program to answer your questions. Admission to both shows is free. Following record levels of spongy moth populations in 2023, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has published its 2024 spongy moth aerial treatment plans. Spongy moth program staff will present a question and answer session this evening from 5:30 to 7 at the Platteville Public Library. For more information, visit smaerialspray.wi.gov or spongymoth.wi.gov. Members of the public can also sign up for email updates. Call the toll-free hotline at 1-800-642-MOTH, that's 1-800-642-6684, or email questions to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Bob Lewis of Lone Rock on ticket number 416.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scollin Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday at Southwest Health Center in Platteville. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Duane Clifton Thomas, 88, of Rural Muscadet, died today at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Duane Clifton Thomas, 88, of Rural Muscadet. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 23rd at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, March 23rd from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the low-pressure system, which brought anywhere from a tenth to a half-inch rain across the region today, is shifting quickly away. It was located near Chicago as of late afternoon. Behind it, some north winds will usher in drier air tonight, allowing for the cloud cover to gradually break up. And then tomorrow and Saturday, we should see a decent amount of sunshine, with temperatures actually still about 10 to 15 degrees above normal. We do anticipate a sharp cooling trend, though, for Sunday, as a pocket of air that originated over northern Canada slides right down across the area. There could be a few snow showers with that colder air, especially in north and east Wisconsin, but little in the way of accumulation. Early next week is looking dry, should see a somewhat of a warming trend toward the mid portion of next week, and possibly turning active for the last 10 days of the month, even with some snow possible, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Any patchy light rain or drizzle should be ending early. That would be mainly in the southern part of the area, low at 30. Northeast wind around 10, becoming north. Sunny or partly cloudy tomorrow, high near 54. Northwest wind becoming west up to 10. Saturday, partly sunny and blustery, low at 36, high near 51. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, low in the mid-20s, high near 38. Monday, partly sunny, low at 19 degrees, high about 37. Tuesday, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, low 24, high in the upper 40s. And Wednesday, mixed skies, low at 24 with a high near 50. So again, for tonight, any scattered light rain or drizzle should be ending early, and we'll see clearing later on and into tomorrow. Have yourself a good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 48 degrees after a daytime high of 54, and that was at 1 a.m. this morning, and today's low was 43. Record high set back in 2012 is 75, with a record low of 3 below set back in 1960. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 9. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:06 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:14. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.97, and we have received 67 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has all conference news from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference basketball selections have been named. For boys basketball, Platteville went undefeated through 10 games of the regular season. Prairie du Chien and River Valley tied at 6-4, followed by Lancaster at 4-6. Dodgeville went 3-7, and Richland Center 1-9. The first team All-Conference is led by unanimous choice Lucas Ludlam, a junior from Platteville. His team mates Zach McLean and Davin Edge make the first team selections. Prairie du Chien's Tyler Harris, a senior, and Houston Thatcher of River Valley, a junior, round out the first team selections. Second team members include from Lancaster, sophomore Taylor Williams, Platteville senior Garrison Tashner, Prairie du Chien senior Max Schneider, Richland Center junior Wes Bosworth, and Cole Nabefeld of River Valley, a senior, round out the second team selections. Boys basketball honorable mentions from the Southwest, Dodgeville senior Riley Berg, Lancaster junior Michael Murphy, and sophomore Zach Hermson, Platteville sophomore Myron Ryder, and senior Simon Babel, Prairie du Chien junior Nick McCulloch, and senior Dawson Eastman, and River Valley junior Sam Poppy round out the honorable mention list. The Player of the Year is voted on by the coaches, Platteville junior Lucas Ludlam. And his head coach, Platteville's Mike Hoosier, was named the Southwest Wisconsin Conference Coach of the Year. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The 2024 WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament got underway at the Kohl Center in Madison today. And in a game played earlier today in Division III, it was St. Thomas More defeating Prescott by a score of 68-45. And in game two, they'll be going on. It was Lakeside Lutheran and Keele. They're actually currently underway, so we have no score on that game. And then later on tonight at 6:35, it'll be Marathon against Kenosha State, Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. That game will tip off at 6:35. And in game two, following that game, it'll be Mineral Point taking on Aquinas. Tomorrow's matchups include in Division 5, in Game 1, it'll be Columbus Catholic against Solon Springs at 9:05 a.m. with Almond Bancroft going up against Abundant Life Christian, and that'll be around 15 minutes after the first game. And then also in Division 2, it will be Wisconsin Lutheran against Nicolet at 1:35, and Pewaukee will be going up against Wasalam. And starting at around 6:35 in Division 1, it'll be Arrowhead against Nina, and then Kettle Moraine will be taking on Marquette after that game. Freshman John Blackwell scored 18 points. Stephen Kroll added 17 points, and the pair made 7 of Wisconsin's season-high 16 three-pointers in an 87-56 rout of Maryland in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin will play number 4 seed Northwestern tomorrow in the quarterfinals. The Badgers beat the Wildcats 71-63 on January 13th in the lone regular season meeting. Wisconsin dominated the first half, hitting 10 three-pointers in just 13 attempts to build a 47-26 lead. It tied the Badgers' second most makes from three-point range this season in full-length games. Wisconsin made its first 6 three-pointers, and after a miss, Blackwell added another to make it 31-15 with 9 minutes left. Blackwell made all 4 of his three-point attempts and scored 14 points. And that game against Northwestern can be heard tomorrow on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, also on WRCE.fm, as well as the Civic Media app. Tip-off for that contest will be at 1:30 with the pregame starting at around 12:30. At one point, it looked like Milwaukee's Damian Lillard was a cinch to be named the NBA's Clutch Player of the Year. As the Bucks started the season 22-8, they were 12-3 in close games, and Lillard had 78 clutch points. He had more clutch points than 3 teams and produced a buzzer beater in an early game against the Kings. Now the media is putting Stephen Curry at the top with less than 20% of the season left. Lillard has gone cold from outside while hitting on 23% of his three-pointers, and the Bucks have only won 8 of their last 15 clutch games. Dame is still in the top 5, but not really in the running anymore. And the Bucks will be taking on the Sixers tonight at Milwaukee. The tip-off for that contest from Pfizer Forum will be at 7, with the pregame starting at around 6:30, and that can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Suddenly, the Brewers have to figure out who is going to close their games. Devin Williams has been diagnosed with stress fractures in his back, and he is expected to miss 3 months of action. He won't even begin rehabbing until 6 months from now. Williams has become one of the best closers in Major League Baseball. With significant changes to the starting rotation, the Brewers will be leaning more heavily on their relievers. This complicates that. Possible replacements include Joel Piamps, Bryce Wilson, Abner Uribe, and Trevor Megill. Milwaukee opens the regular season March 28th against the Mets. And the Brewers today in spring training action, they lost to the Seattle Mariners by a score of 4-2. And the Brewers play the Arizona Diamondbacks tomorrow with a first pitch at 3:10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, and the Okooch Mountain Humane Society is happy to announce that on Friday, it will once again celebrate everything Irish with its Oh Delicious Bake Sale. As in the past, this year's bake sale will be once again held at the Richland County Bank lobby from 9 a.m. until all of the food is gone. Goodies available at the sale will hopefully include both traditional bake sale items and Oh Delicious favorites such as traditional Irish soda bread, as well as homemade noodles, farm fresh eggs, and veggie snack packs. Stop in and support OMHS with your purchase of Oh Delicious food items. Hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. The Richland Concert Association welcomes Peter Naughton, percussion, this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Peter Naughton is a percussionist, composer, and educator. He currently resides in Iowa City, where he regularly gigs with his percussion jazz combo, the Peter Naughton Sextet. He is a versatile performer, specializing in jazz keyboard improvisation, marimba literature, and contemporary chamber music. Peter holds degrees from the University of Iowa and the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. He is currently pursuing a DMA in percussion performance from the University of Iowa. Peter Naughton, this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Thursday. Cattle and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended the session mixed, adjusting spreads. Domestic crush demand continues to be strong, canceling out some of the concerns about slow exports. Heavy rain in South America could delay harvest activity or cause damage in some areas. May beans were down 1.5 at 11.95 and a quarter. July was down 0.5 at 12.09 and 3/4. May soybean meal was up a dollar at $3.37.40. May soybean oil was down 18 points at $48.39. Corn ended the session lower. Recent rainfall in the plains and Midwest is helping recharge soil moisture ahead of widespread planting. There are some areas of concern for dry conditions in parts of Brazil. Export sales were solid, and Mexico bought old crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. May corn was down 7.5 at 4.33 and 3/4. July corn was down 7.25 at 4.46 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, along with a basically firm trade in the dollar during the session. Weekly export sales were marketing near low, and there has been talk of more cancellations by China. The rain in the Midwest and Plains is mostly welcome, but hail has been an issue in some areas. May Chicago was down 12 at 5.32 and a quarter. May Kansas City was 12 and 3/4 lower at 5.74 and 3/4. May Minneapolis wheat was down 8 and a quarter at 6.55 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply on profit-taking ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a bit. April live was down 297 at 186.95. June was 267 lower at 183.37. April feeders were down 467 at 251.17. And on spread trade and questions about sustained demand, April hogs were up 15 at 85.02. June lean was down 30 at 101.42. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Thursday was a pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle business. Some scattered bids surfaced at $292 and $294 dressed. That left quite a bit of distance from asking prices of $300 dressed in the north and $188 live in the south. Buyers and sellers appear to be in a standoff, and significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime on Friday. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 96 cents at 310.78. Select closed 65 cents higher at 301.69. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down 2,000 on the year. Closing cash hog prices were delayed due to packer submission problems at the USDA, but at midday, they were higher with strong negotiated purchases. Pork values closed higher on Thursday, up $1.29 at $93.25. Loins were sharply higher. Picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies were also higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 467,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down more than 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A U.S. senator from Missouri says foreign ag land ownership remains an important topic at the federal level. Eric Schmidt tells Brownfield it's still possible for foreign ag land ownership to be included in the Farm Bill. However,
there are other vehicles other than the Farm Bill where we're trying to address this. But just broadly speaking, I just think making sure China does own our farmland is important.
More news is next.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says agricultural trade is one of his biggest concerns in 2024.
I don't think this administration has a trade policy.
The Iowa Republican says he's urging the U.S. Trade Representative and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to help expand global markets by increasing export opportunities. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says the closure of a Tyson Foods pork processing plant in central Iowa was a shock to the livestock industry.
I am very sad to see those jobs go. We have about 1,300 jobs that will be lost in the Perry community.
Speaking to Brownfield in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, Ernst said Tyson needs to reevaluate the decision. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods and JBS will pay more than $127 million as part of a settlement in an employee wage fixing case. Both companies have denied the allegations. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Making the most of your management style. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Changes in a farmer's management strategy can be cost prohibitive. On this week's episode, an expert with AgroLiquid says producers need to find ways to recognize opportunities in their current management practices. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Reed Abbott, regional agronomist with AgroLiquid, says it's important to consider all factors when making changes to your operation.
When you talk about changing management strategy, I mean, when we're talking to growers, you know, a lot of times their cultural practices that they're using are fairly set in stone. And so, you know, with any of those cultural practices, there's going to be kind of a good, better, and best option when it comes to fertility management. And so, but there's also things that you can do within those cultural practices or in addition to those cultural practices that don't necessarily increase the time that you're spending out in the field, but it will increase the efficacy of the fertility inputs that you're putting out there on your crop.
Abbott says anytime a pass is made in the field, producers can piggyback another input.
There's many different trips that are going across many of these crops, you know, whether it be, you know, herbicides or fungicides. And so being able to in addition to those types of inputs, put in a fertility input as well, you kind of get that free ride effect, you know, with your fertility, and you're targeting nutrients during that growing season when that crop might be reaching a point of a deficiency as you move through that season. So you know, allowing that other nutrient or that other input to be placed in with that that insecticide or fungicide is going to maximize that trip across the field.
Abbott says farmers can also delay some of their fertilizer applications to end season when it makes sense.
Guys start to get very wary about investing fertilizer dollars up front. You know, by utilizing some of these in-season application methods, that guy can delay that fertilizer decision and say, hey, I'm going to hold back maybe some of that potassium or maybe a micronutrient application and save some of those fertility dollars up front until he knows, hey, I've got a good viable crop here. The crop price is looking good. I want to push this and take it all the way to yield and get the most out of my ROI. So then he has that opportunity in season to go ahead and finish off his fertility program and apply those nutrients when they're needed most in season.
Visit agroliquid.com to learn more. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for to get my heart beat, looking for an up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise leading to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Been anyone, the way you smiled and said my name. Girl, you were so original, I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for an up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise leading to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend. Turns out, oh, I was looking for you. I was looking for you. I didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for song, looking for a sunrise leading to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh,
welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
And I'm Tim Thien, and I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight, hoping you're having a great Thursday night so far. Kind of a rainy day. We needed the rain, though, but according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, we did get for a total today 67 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. So much needed rain there. We could use a lot more, but we'll take what we can get. And our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, is 49 degrees at 548. Just wanted to remind you that the Casanova American Legion Post 491 is hosting a soup supper right now, and that's usually hosted on the second Thursday of each month through March from 4 to 7, so that's going on right now. The cost of the all-you-can-eat soup supper is $8 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. For more information, give a call to 608-485-2873. And then learn about the influences teenagers face in today's world. Parkers for Prevention of Richland County and Youth for Change, Richland Center High School, will present Screenagers Under the Influence, Addressing Vaping, Drugs, and Alcohol in the Digital Age. The film is going to be shown at the Center Cinema tonight at 6:30 and also on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Dr. Andy Wright from the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be available to answer your questions at Saturday night's program. Admission to the movie is for free. And coming up next, the late, great Kenny Rogers. I do believe this was his last song that he recorded. Kind of a sad one, but it's a good one at that. From 2020, Kenny Rogers with Goodbye.
I wanted you for life, you and me in the wind. I never thought there'd come a time that our story would end. It's hard to understand, but I guess I'll have to try. It's not easy to say goodbye. For all the joy we shared, all that time we had to spend. If I had one wish, I'd want forever back again. To look into your eyes and hold you when you cry. It's not easy to say goodbye. I remember all those great times we had. So many memories, some good, some bad. Yes, and through it all, those memories will last forever. There's peace in where you are. Maybe all I need to know. And if I listen to my heart, I'll hear your laughter once more. And so I have to say, I'm just glad you came my way. It's not easy to say goodbye.
Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92.
That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts, head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness.
The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser is next Saturday, March 23rd, with registration at 11. Bags will fly at noon. Located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, pre-registration recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee $20 per team. Bring your bags and a partner. Double elimination, six games guaranteed. Absolutely no ghosts allowed. Bring a partner. If you don't have a partner, let them know. There may be someone else looking for one as well. Saturday, March 23rd, the bags fly for a great cause. The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is given to selected graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational or technical college. Great times and a great event. See you next Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort starting at 11 a.m.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said I get nervous, maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
100.9 WRCO. Oh, I promise I didn't know he was your man.
that I